Excellent. Very good. However, both teams are still trying to establish an identity without key missing parts, whether it's Xavier Johnson and Race Thompson or Tyler Wall. I mean, who are you and what can you do without those key players? I think we're still in the process and transition for the Badgers, at least, figuring that out.
Yeah, some positive signs for Marcus Silver and Chris Hodges the other night. They need for that to continue. Tough assignment here today, trying to do all they can to contain one of the best players in the league, one of the best players in the country, in Trace Jackson Davis. So we will be underway in mere minutes. We're ready for the national anthem here in Bloomington. You mentioned a good crowd. The Hoosiers are 1-4 in Big Ten play. The Badgers are 3-2. They have won 8 of their last 11 against Indiana. The Badgers have fared well against the better teams nationally in terms of the Quad 1, Quad 2 status. The Badgers sit at 5-3. Wisconsin 60th in the net. Indiana is 37th in the net rankings going into this weekend's play. We'll throw it down on the floor for the playing of our national anthem. Like you mentioned, the Badgers still trying to, you know, figure things out without Tyler Wall. Again, he's without the boots. And, you know, you hear the term day-to-day, which I understand is very frustrating. No one's more frustrated about all this than Tyler Wall. But the first thing, they got to see him practice before you think about getting him back in there in a game, right?
And the one concern, I think we've all voiced this as well, because of the way that Tyler Wall plays, and the only way really Tyler Wall can be effective is to play really hard, to be diving for loose balls, putting a lot of pressure on an ankle injury. True?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah,
you're always going to be concerned, and you're trying to manage this injury as best as possible if you're Greg Gard. If you bring him back a little bit too soon and he gets hurt or re-injured, the setback might be too much to really handle or overcome.
Yeah, you definitely, when he's back, you want him to stay back. And, you know, and I guess you could say a perfect world, if the injury was going to happen, have it happen relatively early in your conference season, get him back on the floor, get him back in rhythm. But man, we have seen this storyline in the conference continue. Malik Hall re-injuring his foot last night for Michigan State, just when you thought they were getting healthy. But we're seeing teams that have really come off the canvas in this league. Illinois winning last night. Iowa getting a big win on the home floor against Michigan. And now we'll see which one of these two teams here can get back up and running today.
It's not a coincidence either for the Hawkeyes that they get Chris Murray back to playing at 100%, and he's able to overcome the loss of Patrick McCaffrey. So it's been that type of season thus far in this league, with maybe the notable exception of Purdue. Because if there's anybody who might be able to get separation, it's definitely the Boilermakers.
Yeah, they're getting that shooting touch back that had vacated them for a while, and obviously with the big man Zach Edey taking care of business, very convincing win for the Boilermakers. We've been talking up Nebraska, a team that's defending better, but they've, you know, they've taken a couple of hits here of late. It's just, you never know. You saw Minnesota go into Columbus and beat Ohio State. Now the Buckeyes go to Rutgers tomorrow. So it's just, again, it's the grueling nature of this conference again this season.
Very true, Matt. You were talking a little bit about the success the Badgers have had over Indiana over X number of years. When you think about it too, there's been a continuous transition of head coaches here. after the general Bob Knight, Mike Davis, Kelvin Sampson, Tom Crean, Archie Miller, and now Mike Woodson. So they haven't had the stability necessarily on the sidelines.
Yeah, Tom Crean certainly got them some rings around here at Indiana his time. But check this out, the last decade of Indiana basketball. Two Big Ten championship seasons in 2013 and 2016. The other 8 years, they have not been better than 500 in Big Ten play. They have
amazing.
Not been better than in the Big Ten since 2018. I mean, this is Indiana. This is this storied program. And make no mistake, there is talent and plenty of it in this program. But maybe to your point is that continuity with the staff hasn't been there. And that's one of the reasons maybe they've suffered for it.
Maybe nobody can really follow Bob Knight. Maybe that's been the age-old question and problem here. I know every time we come into this building, and it is a throwback to the 70s, it opened in 1971 with the general on the sidelines. You look to one side of the arena where the NCAA championship banners are hanging. They haven't added anything to that in a long, long time, have they?
No, 1987, the Keith Smart jumper that got him a title. They played for it under Mike Davis, but it has been, the glory has been fleeting for Indiana for a while. But we say that there's still a lot of energy in the building. And of course, this is a place where Wisconsin clinched the Big Ten championship in 2020 with a thrilling win against Indiana. And then last year in a thriller, Johnny Davis went all out. Johnny Davis in helping Wisconsin win the game and thus sweep that season series against Indiana.
Yeah, Johnny Davis had a 30-piece, 30 points, 12 rebounds in that game. And we saw that out of Johnny Davis, though, a few times.
Yeah, we did. James Breading, DJ Karstensen, John Floyd, your officials. Badgers of the traveling Cardinal in the white trim, Indiana. And the home white to the crimson trim. It'll be Trace Jackson Davis and Stephen Crowell. Jumping center, Wisconsin and Indiana. The one and only regular season meeting between these two teams this regular season. So here we go. Ready to roll. Trace Jackson Davis and Stephen Crowell. Here's the toss and the tap. It'll belong to Wisconsin. And from our vantage point behind the scores table, the Badgers move to our left. We are underway in Bloomington, Indiana, man-to-man defensively. Stephen Crowell against Trace Jackson Davis. Goes to Jordan Davis with Jalen Hood-Schifino on him. Now he gives it up to Chucky Hepburn. Miller cop-checking Hepburn on the left wing. Chucky above the arc, throws to Max Klesman. He's with Trey Galloway. Shot clock at 8. Davis throws to Hepburn out front. Chucky, little hesitation dribble. Step back baseline left jumper in and out it back in for Chucky Hepburn to open up the scoring.
That was a tough shot to the fall away against Galloway.
And here's Galloway with the ball as Indiana moves to our right against Hood-Schifino, and running into a Galloway screen is Chucky Hepburn, and Hepburn is called for the foul 40 seconds into the game.
You would just expect Indiana to play with great intensity on their home floor, especially on the defensive end where they've been sieve-like.
They've given up nearly 87 points a game in the midst of this three-game losing streak. Here's Galloway out front. Dribble handoff to Hood-Schifino. Picked up by Klesman. Off the Geronimo screen. The Klesman works through. Hood-Schifino right point. Throws to Galloway. Top of the circle. Galloway to the free throw line. It goes inside. Caught by Jackson Davis. Turns up left hand. Good. Trace Jackson Davis ties the game at 2. A minute gone by. And Chucky Hepburn up the floor for Wisconsin, right sideline of the front court, throws to Crowell. He is crowded by TJD, Trace Jackson Davis, now Carter Gilmore against Jordan Geronimo. Dribbles to the right elbow, retreats, gives it up to Klesman. Max high on the right, bounce pass Crowell, right of the lane, single coverage Jackson Davis. Crowell starts to backing, in the lane, goes up left hand, no, but a foul. It's on Trace Jackson Davis. As Crowell going to the left hand, able to draw the contact, he'll go to the foul line.
And the early indicator is that Indiana might be content to play Crowell one-on-one with Jackson Davis. I mean, he leads the league in block shots, doesn't he?
36 coming into this game. Stephen Crowell, 63% free throw shooter. Badgers have not been getting there a ton and haven't been making them much at all as Crowell misses the first free throw. The Badgers in Big Ten play just 61% from the foul line, better than 68% overall. Second attempt for Crowell, and that's no good. The rebound to Trace Jackson Davis. Tied at 2, a minute and a half gone by. Jalen Hood-Schifino, he had 33 points last weekend in the home court loss to Northwestern, throwing to Jackson Davis at the top of the circle. Crowell defending Jackson Davis, a handoff to Hood-Schifino, curls top of the arc, checked by Hepburn. Hood-Schifino between the arcs, glides left side, and let it go off the foot of Chucky Hepburn and out of bounds.
How noticeable is the size difference in that matchup with Hood-Schifino and Hepburn?
Oh, yeah. No,
it's substantial.
No, you mentioned he's a legit 6'6". Chucky was always saying back in the high school days he was used to, you know, he had to get used to guarding bigger guys. And same story, different level here. Inbounds pass to Miller Kopp against Jordan Davis. Hands off to Hood-Schifino, off the Trace Jackson Davis screen. Kicks to Galloway, tries a three on the right side. Back rim no good. Rebound Crowell for Wisconsin. About 2 minutes in, tied at two. Hepburn glides up the right sideline of the front court. Bobs off the Crowell screen. Hepburn on the dribble against Hood-Schifino on the right wing. Now he retreats, goes into Crowell, right of the paint against Jackson Davis. Backing is Crowell, mid post right. Still backing, turns, pumps, shot blocked by Jackson Davis. Comes down to Galloway. He'll push up the middle and try to feed it to Jackson Davis. Overthrew him. It goes out of bounds to Wisconsin. And again, an excellent assist team, but it can be turnover prone. 17 assists per game to lead the conference. But they can get a little leaky with the turnover percentage. And here comes Hepburn up the floor for Wisconsin. Bounce pass to Crowell on the right wing. Crowell gets it to Klesma. Goes off of his leg and then off of his hands and out of bounds. And the Badgers give it right back.
Again, as we said earlier, you would expect Indiana to be really aggressive on defense, and they have been so far.
2.5 minutes gone by, tied at two. Indiana was hanging in for a time against Penn State, and then the Nittany Lions just blew it open. Raining threes on Indiana and a whistle off the ball on the left wing, but I think they're going to get Jordan Davis chasing on the right wing, and Davis picks up his first foul, the second on Wisconsin.
The Hoosiers hadn't given up more than 10 threes in any one game, and then they gave up 18 to the Nittany Lions.
Yeah, a couple of Nittany Lions with seven makes apiece. Badgers will host Penn State on Tuesday night at the Kohl Center. Miller Kopp, sideline right, front court, will inbound for Indiana. Into Jalen Hood-Schifino at the top, feeds Galloway, flips it back to Hood-Schifino off the Jackson Davis screen. Hood-Schifino left of the lane, floats it up, no good. Rebound, Carter Gilmore of Wisconsin. 2:45 gone by, we're tied at two. Jordan Davis will glide up the right sideline of the front court. Jordan, right of the circle against Hood-Schifino, kills the dribble, feeds Klesman, wraps it left point for Carter Gilmore against Jordan Geronimo. Gilmore takes him to the foul line, now takes the top of the circle. Gives it up to Crowell off the left elbow, 12 to shoot. Crowell left foul line extended, feeds Davis left side, 8 to shoot. Davis doubled on the sideline, gets it to Crowell, open man Klesman, extra pass Gilmore, right corner three, in and out, no good. Rebound Trey Galloway of Indiana. Still tied at two early on in Bloomington. Galloway to the front court, feeds Hood-Schifino high on the left. Loops it inside, caught by Jackson Davis. He's pinned inside. Now curls to the right block, kicks it to Galloway, tries a three. Back iron no good. Long rebound goes off the hand of Jordan Davis and out of bounds to Indiana. And Greg Gard will get Connor Resegian, a Fort Wayne, Indiana native. He'll come into the game.
Looked like Jordan Davis was trying to tip that ball to a teammate.
It was.
Got away from him. Asijan's expected about 200 family and friends here today.
He's in for Jordan Davis. 3.5 minutes gone by, tied at two. Wisconsin and Indiana. Inbounds pass to Jalen Hood-Schifino off the Jackson Davis screen. Takes it left of the lane. Kicks to Galloway off the left wing. Jump pass Miller Kopp on the right side. He's against Asijan. He'll flip it to Galloway. Refeeds Kopp high on the right. Kopp crowded by Asijan. Kopp throws it to Galloway top of the arc. Darts it to Hood-Schifino. Three to shoot. Geronimo will. Baseline left jump. No good. Rebound Crowell. He almost lost it out of bounds. Long possession, but nothing to show for it for Indiana. 4 minutes in, we're tied at two. As Chucky Hepburn sets the floor for Wisconsin. Just inside the mid-stripe, throwing to Max Klesmit at the top of the circle. Klesmit against Miller Kopp. He'll give it up to Crowell. Left foul line extended. Walks it to the top. Hands off to Hepburn. Baseline left. Gets it out to Crowell. Steven hands off to Hepburn. Squares up. Takes a three left side. Off the rim. No good. Jackson Davis the rebound for Indiana. 15:37 left in the half. Tied at two. Hood-Schifino slips it screen and roll to Jackson Davis. Right block out to Hood-Schifino. Good cover by Chucky Hepburn. A wide pass gathered by Jackson Davis. Working inside against Crowell. Inside feed. Geronimo catches low on the right layup. Good. Geronimo from Trace Jackson Davis, 4-2 Indiana. As the Hoosiers showing a little backcourt resistance, and Gilmore can find no one available. Timeout Wisconsin. And that gets the crowd up as Indiana coming with the defense in the early going, and we have a break in the action. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And by Cleary Building Corp. Re-protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15-17 left in the first half. Indiana 4, Wisconsin 2. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10.06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10.06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier TriClean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. And American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates. Badger fans, sweepstakes, and more. 15-17 left in the first half. Indiana 4, Wisconsin 2.
The Badgers did not have an answer for Trace Jackson Davis here last year. He had 30 points, 10 of 13 from the field, 10 of 14 from the line, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 turnover, and 3 block shots. And Madison was a different story, though. Held them to 9 points.
Off the floor comes Chucky Hepburn. Right side of the front court. Hands off to Max Klesman. He'll flip to a C-Gin high on the left. Feeds Marcus Silver in for the first time today. Marcus on the left wing. Throws to Gilmore. Top of the circle. 15 to shoot. Gilmore against Jordan Geronimo. Gilmore on the left-hand dribble. Stops at the foul line. Pivots. Puts it back out to Klesman. Klesman drives on cop. Right lane line to the cup. Got tied up. Got it back. Throws it up. No good. Knocked out of bounds by Geronimo. And the shot clock popped back to 20. And they may have to correct that. As it will be Wisconsin ball. We're going to have to see where they are with the shot clock. I think it got rim. I think Klesman was able to get the rim. But now they kick it to 5, they show. And Greg Gard a little confused by that because I thought Klesman got the rim on that first take. And Greg Gard getting the attention of DJ Karstensen and the officiating crew, and they do cycle it back here, I believe. They're going to take a look at the monitor.
It's a challenging matchup, too, with Max Klesman and Miller Kopp.
Yes.
Kopp is about 6'7", one of the more experienced players that Klesman's come up against thus far at Wisconsin. This is the 139th game, moreover, his 126th start.
Yeah.
But 3 years at Northwestern, yep, before transferring to IU.
And nothing but starting assignments in his time at Indiana. At the moment, the shot clock shows 15. I'm thinking it might be closer to 17, 18, but we'll see. They'll figure it out.
Matt, one other matchup to watch when Wisconsin has the ball, thus far at least, is how Carter Gilmore handles the athleticism of Jordan Geronimo.
Yes.
You know, Gilmore's become more of a facilitator than a scorer, but Geronimo is pressed up against him, and it's made him feel difficult. Made it feel uncomfortable thus far with the type of defense he's seen.
With the injuries Indiana's had, Geronimo's getting his first starts here at the college level recently, and they still hold the clock at 5, so... Or do they? And DJ Karstensen. Now they put it to 20. And Mike Woodson getting clarification. So 20 on the clock. Hepburn baseline right, will inbound. Chucky looking, loops it into Gilmore against Geronimo. It's a matchup Mike's talking about. Carter right side, hands off to Hepburn. Chucky above the arc on the right side, flips to Max Klesman. Dribbles off the right wing in the lane, darts it out to Ilver. 3-shot left corner is short, no good. Klesman, the offensive rebound, one pump up in traffic, and that will roll in. Klesman, the rebound of the putback. We're tied at 4 with 14 and a half minutes left in the first half. And ends a scoring drought for Wisconsin. Here's Jackson Davis against Gilmore on the left side with Stephen Crowell on the bench. Now Huchefino, pull-up foul line jumper is wide left, and air ball out of bounds to Wisconsin.
A little indecision on the part of Huchefino as he came around the screen. He wasn't sure whether he should feed Jackson Davis or take the shot. He got caught in between.
Isaac Lindsay coming in for Chucky Hepburn. Malik Renew, highly regarded freshman, 6'9", out of Miami, Florida, Mount Verde Academy. He and Jalen Huchefino, Mount Verde Academy guys. Geronimo and Kopp come out. Tamar Bates in the lineup, sophomore out of Kansas City, 6'5", and a definite three-point threat. Indiana showing backcourt pressure as Ilver inbounds to Klesman. He's with Tamar Bates. 14-12 left in the half. Wisconsin 4, Indiana 4. As Klesman jogs it through the midcourt logo, he'll throw to Lindsay high on the right. A screen from Stephen Crowell back in there for the Badgers is driving as Lindsay layup off the left side iron. No good. The rebound, Trace Jackson Davis feeds Malik Renew. Low on the left, up short over Ilver, and Marcus clears the board for Wisconsin. 13:50 left in the half, still tied at 4. Here's Klesman outside left off the Ilver screen. A throw to Crowell, top of the arc, glides to his right, fakes the handoff to Lindsay, throws to Ilver at the top of the arc. Ilver against Malik Renew, and going to the floor was Connor Asijan, and he gets fouled on the play.
And that's what we've seen with Big Ten defenses. They're just grasping on to Asijan before the ball ever gets into his hands. They're not letting him get the ball.
That was Trey Galloway with a foul, his first. So it's Klesman, Lindsay, Crowell, Ilver, and Asijan out there for Wisconsin. Isaac Lindsay on the right side off the Ilver screen. Now throws to Marcus, top of the arc. Ilver puts it on the deck. Left of the lane, stops outside the block, gives it up to Crowell. Crowell against Jackson Davis. Backing is Crowell. In the paint, left shoulder turn, up right hand. No good. Rebound Jackson Davis of Indiana. Still tied at 4. 13:20 left in the first half. Jalen Huchefino, hard left-hand dribble, leaning, shooting for the foul line. That just clipped the front iron. No good. Rebound Isaac Lindsay. A couple of very awkward-looking shots the last minute or so from the freshman standout Jalen Huchefino. Marcus Silver, left point for Wisconsin. Goes to Crowell, top of the arc. Crowell with a dribble hand off to Klesman. Shot fake from three. Now he'll take the three and missed it. It just grazed the right side iron. No good. Yeesh. 12:50 left in the first half. Tied at 4. Galloway goes into Malik Renew. Backing on Ilver. Renew in the lane. Goes up and into the left hand. And it's 6-4 Indiana. 12:40 left in the first half. Indiana 3 of 10 for the field. The Badgers are 2 of 11. Klesman throwing to Asijan. Left side against Renew. Baseline left is Connor. He starts to back in the lane. Sends to Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell with one dribble to hand off to Max Klesman. Off the Crowell screen. Klesman turns the corner. Baseline right in the lane. Runs it to Lindsay. Snaps off a three. Left side. Money. Isaac Lindsay with a three. And it's 7-6 Wisconsin with 12:10 left in the half.
To make up for Lindsay, he missed a wide open layup and then took a contested shot and drained it from the arc.
Here's Trey Galloway on the dribble. Goes behind the back. Works left of the circle. Off a Jackson Davis screen. Drop coverage. Crowell throwing it up. And it is Galloway. It counts and a foul. Trey Galloway with the and one. Isaac Lindsay with the foul. And a timeout here in Bloomington. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:59 left in the first half. Indiana 8, Wisconsin 7. Back in a moment, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And put your trust in a bank that's been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. 11:59 left in the first half. 8-7, Indiana leads Wisconsin, and Trey Galloway will have a free throw coming out of the timeout.
Yeah, when you watch Galloway play, he seems to try to fill the role of the glue guy for this team, more so than anything else. He missed 15 games last year, started three, averaged around 5.5 points. Once in a while, he's capable of an offensive showing. He had 20 against Nebraska. He's a coach's kid. It indicates to me he does a lot of the little things that coaches appreciate more so than anything else, and box scores don't necessarily shine a light on.
The energy he can bring at the defensive end, for sure. Logan Duncombe in the lineup for Indiana now. Sophomore out of Cincinnati, 6'10". Doesn't play a ton, but he is in there right now with Malik Renew. C.J. Gunn, freshman from Indianapolis. Tamar Bates, and at the foul line is Trey Galloway trying to finish this three-point play. He's 13 of 21 at the foul line. Free throw back rim and through. 9-7 Indiana. Gilmore, Hepburn, Crowell out there. Jordan Davis and Connor Siege. An inbounds pass just getting it in there is Gilmore to Crowell. And now here comes Chucky Hepburn up the floor for Wisconsin. 9-7 the Hoosiers with 11:50 left in the first half. Siege out front against Gunn. Throws to Gilmore high on the left. Carter bounce pass to Crowell. Top of the arc. Dribble handoff to Hepburn. Hepburn between the circles. Left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Stops. Jams a bounce pass into Crowell, 7 to shoot. Here's Hepburn off the curl, feeds Crowell, bobbles, gathers. Now a Siegen, Connor with 1 to shoot. Elbow jumper, no good. Rebound to Malik Renew of Indiana. 9-7 the Hoosiers with 11:20 left in the first half. Trey Galloway out front for Indiana. Galloway on the right hand, knee-high dribble, sends it to Bates, top of the circle jumper, back rim no good. Duncan the rebound off the right block. Second chance to Indiana. Here's Renew. Left lane line, floats it back out to Bates. Tamar Bates on the left-hand dribble, top of the circle, darts a pass to Renew on the right wing. Renew with Carter Gilmore defending. Shot clock is at 5. Bates against Davis. Bates right of the lane, elbow, pumping, shooting, missing, rebound. Trey Galloway back up low on the left, missed it. Rebound grabbed by Crowell. It remains 9-7 Indiana with 10:45 left in the first half. Hepburn throwing to Davis on the right sideline. Jordan to the top of the circle, feeds Hepburn, covered up by Galloway on the left wing. Hepburn, bounce pass to Crowell against Logan Duncan. Let's see if Crowell can go to work. A dig from Galloway. Crowell backs, feeds Hepburn, a shot fake, and he got fouled by Galloway. He went for the shot fake, and that's two fouls on Trey Galloway. Jalen Hood-Schifino is going to be coming in for Galloway.
My sense, too, they're trying to help dunk him down low with Crowell. They can, it's a totally different story, obviously, with Jackson Davis in the game defensively.
10:29 left in the half, 9-7 Indiana. Davis sideline left, will inbound for Wisconsin. Davis looking, gets it into Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell fakes the handoff to Hepburn, squares up, now backing on Logan Duncan, backing, mid-post left, top pass to Gilmore, deflected by Hood-Schifino, taken away by Malik Renew. Turnover at Wisconsin. And here's Hood-Schifino to the front court, off the Renew screen, across the top of the circle, stops at the elbow, feeds Duncan, off the right block, backs on Crowell. Duncan, a dig from Esigin, knocked it away, Crowell comes up with it. Connor Esigin with a good dig, forcing that turnover. 10 minutes left in the half, 9-7 Indiana. Badgers 3 of 12 from the field. Hepburn working off a couple of screens, drives right of the paint, glides to the rim, layup is good for Hepburn. Chucky with 4, we're tied at 9. 8:45 left in the first half. C.J. Gunn on the dribble. Will cross over on Esigin. Baseline right. Pumps, leans, shoots, rattles out, no good. Rebound tip from Crowell to Esigin. A stop for Wisconsin with 9:35 left in the half. Tied at 9. Hepburn, right side of the front court. Turns down the screen. Now he'll use the screens from Crowell and Gilmore. Gliding left, feeds Crowell up top. Thought about the three, turned it down. Goes inside, caught by Gilmore. Backing on Duncan, poked away by Duncan. Turnover Wisconsin. Gunn ahead to Hood-Schifino. At the top of the circle. Hood-Schifino lobs it to Malik Renew, right of the lane, backing on Esigin. Size advantage, Renew, up left hand, good. 6-9, Malik Renew posting on Esigin. It's 11-9, Indiana. 9 minutes left in the first half. Hepburn left sideline of the front court. Gives to Esigin. He'll throw it to Davis. And a soft bounce gathered by Crowell feeds Hepburn left corner. Chucky off the wing. Gets it to Gilmore. Turns to Esigin. Snaps off a three. Off the rim too hard. No good. Rebound Hood-Schifino. Out the gun. Off the left wing in the lane. And the shot is knocked away by Gilmore. Comes down to Hepburn. He got fouled by Malik Renew. Crowell wanted a foul on Gilmore. Big time D from Carter. And Renew called for the foul. That'll be his first.
Now, when you take a look at the replay, I thought it was a good non-call on Carter Gilmore. What did you see?
I didn't. I'll go with you.
Versus about, everybody else.
About 15,000 people
right.
would disagree with you.
I'm outnumbered.
That's right. 8:41 left in the half. It's 11-9 Indiana. As Carter Gilmore will be inbounding to Max Klesman. Gilmore, Klesman, Crowell, Hepburn, and Esigin, the five of the floor for Wisconsin. Klesman against Tamar Bates, left wing, throwing to Crowell, left side against Trace Jackson Davis, back in there for Indiana. Crowell out front, gives it up to Klesman. Max dribbles left wing, feeds Crowell up top, hands off to Esigin. Connor, long two or three, it's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Malik Renew of Indiana, outlet to Bates. Bates front court, goes into TJD, backs on Gilmore, right block. They get tied up, stayed with it, and he gets the layup. It was deflected, got it back, and Trace Jackson Davis has 4, 13-9 Indiana, with 8 minutes left in the first half. Klesman high on the right, feeds Gilmore. Left point, goes into Crowell, left of the lane against Trace Jackson Davis, backing his Crowell, at the left block, Crowell. Left shoulder turn, up right hand, blocked again by Jackson Davis. Tries to save, and he does to Malik Renew. Renew up the floor, right side of the front court. Backing on Gilmore, backing near the right block. Little dig from Hepburn, out to Hood-Schifino. Whips it into Renew, runs into Gilmore, offensive foul. Carter Gilmore making it happen with some low post D as Malik Renew has just picked up his second foul, and we have a break in the action. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:34 left in the first half. Indiana 13, Wisconsin 9. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
I worked for youth advocate programs, yet I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 30. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 25. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 35. A dusting of snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 7:34 left in the first half. Indiana 13, Wisconsin 9.
The Badgers are shooting 25%. 4 of 16, 1 of 6 from beyond the arc. I wonder if this week Mike Woodson played that Bob Knight audio. Him in the locker room, getting his team
which,
all
which
prepared.
One, which this, one?
This one had a lot of bleeps in it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, which one?
He had some famous ones that made the rounds on the internet.
Yes. Yep. Easy to look them all up. Carter Gilmore will be inbound, and Carter's made some really impressive plays in the defensive end down the low post. Indiana with full court pressure. Inbounds pass to Stephen Crowell. He got bothered by Trace Jackson Davis. Now it's Hepburn against Jalen Hood-Schifino. And now Chucky will bring it to the front court for Wisconsin. There's Isaac Lindsay against C.J. Gunn between the arcs. Off the Crowell screen. Lindsay to drive. Right of the lane. Goes up in traffic. No good. Rebound tip. Scramble. Lindsay to the floor. Can't gather. Gunn taps it to Tamar Bates. And here comes Indiana up 4 with 7:08 left in the first half. Hoosiers 6 of 18 from the field. Hood-Schifino between the circles against Hepburn. Works off a little screen from Trace Jackson Davis. Moves left off another screen and throws it out to Bates. Shot clock is at 10. A refeed to Hood-Schifino. Goes inside. Caught by Jackson Davis. Turns up left hand. Off the rim, no good. Isaac Lindsay the rebound for Wisconsin. 6:45 left in the half. It's 13-9 Indiana.
Lindsay's really scrapped on the floor. He's played well.
Here's Hepburn between the circles for Wisconsin. Throws to Carter Gilmore. One dribble to hand off to Lindsay. Flips to Hepburn out high. Near the midstripe is Chucky Hepburn. High screen Crowell. Hepburn picked up the dribble. Finds Crowell low in the left. Shot blocked by Jackson Davis again. And Crowell comes up with it at the left block. Crowell moving in on Jordan Geronimo. Turns up right hand. Good as the shot clock was about to expire. Crowell has a knack. His teammates help him, knowing that shot clock's winding down. 13-11 Indiana with 6:08 left in the first half.
Crowell's perseverance paid off.
Here's Tamar Bates out front off the Jackson Davis screen. Klesmer works over it. Tamar Bates steps back, tries a three, and it's wide left. No good from right of the circle. Crowell the rebound. And Hepburn up the right sideline for Wisconsin against Hood-Schifino. Chucky on the right wing. Hepburn backs down in the lane. One pump, two pumps, and try to jam a pass into Gilmore inside. It goes out of bounds, and that's turnover number 4 for Wisconsin.
Well, Hepburn was assuming that Gilmore was going to be running the baseline, so he threw the ball in an area where Gilmore could have been, but didn't make eye contact with him, and Gilmore wasn't there, and results in that turnover, and Chucky Hepburn taking a seat.
Yeah, along with Gilmore, five on the floor are Marcus Silver, Max Klusman, Isaac Lindsay, Stephen Crowell, and Connor Restigia. 5:43 left in the half. It's 13-11, Indiana. Another cop in there for IU. On the right side goes into Jackson Davis. Backing on Crowell. Open man Geronimo. Low on the left. One pump goes up. No. Tip. No. Rebound Geronimo. Muscles it up and in. He stayed with it, did Jordan Geronimo. It's 15-11, Indiana. 5:22 left in the first half. Max Klusman on the right sideline for Wisconsin. Throws to Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell and try to get a Sejan curling inside. The pass wide of the mark and out of bounds. Turnover number five for Wisconsin.
Sejan looks a little bit out of sorts.
A little bit, yep. Indiana kid. You mentioned the 200 folks he's got here watching him. It's not the first time we've seen someone maybe try to push it a bit. Let's reset the five. Chris Hodges in there for Wisconsin. Hepburn back in. Gilmore back in. Asijan and Klusman rounding out the five. 15-11, Indiana. 5:15 left in the first half. Jalen Hood-Schifino brings it up for Indiana. As Hepburn waits for him top of the circle. Finds C.J. Gunn catching, shooting. Right foul line extended. A brick wide left. It comes down to Hepburn. A fair amount of bricks being laid in this first half. Here's Max Klusman, high on the right, throwing to Asijan, being crowded by Gunn. Connor on the dribble left of the circle. Right-hand toss for Klusman. Klusman match up with Miller Kopp. He'll give it up. Klusman does to Hepburn. Baseline right, steps back, 18-footer. Good for Chucky Hepburn. He has six. It's 15-13 Indiana with 4:42 left in the first half. Good. Schifino sets the floor for the Hoosiers. Looped it into Jackson Davis. Quick double from Gilmore helping Hodges. Whips it cross court for Gunn. Left corner three is off the rim. No good. Rebound back tapped and a foul is called on Jordan Geronimo of Indiana. C.J. Gunn with a good look. He was a good shooter in high school. It has not translated at this very early stage of his college career. He is now 2 of 21 from the three-point line.
You're right about the bricks, though. There have been more poor shots in this half than we've seen all season long.
4:30 left in the half. It's 15-13 Indiana. Hoosiers again show backcourt pressure and start to back out of it as Klusman up the floor against Miller Kopp. Max through the center circle as he surveys, throws to Hepburn, high on the right, tightly defended by Jalen Hood-Schifino. Hepburn off the Hodges screen, checking to the free throw line, out to Connor, flips a three, left of the circle, off the mark, no good. Rebound Hood-Schifino. One of those rare times when Connor released, you knew it had no chance. Normally a surprise when he misses. Here's Tamar Bates at the foul line. A bounce into Hood-Schifino. Left corner three is off the rim. No good. Hodges the rebound for Wisconsin. 3:58 left in the half. 15-13 Indiana. Hepburn right sideline. Left-hand dribble top of the circle. Pass fake right. Throws it left for Klusman against Bates. Max driving left of the lane. Stops at the block. Pivots. Leans in. Goes up. Missed it. But a foul. Oh, Max can't believe he couldn't get that down. But he'll step to the free throw line when we come back from the timeout. Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3:45 left in the first half. Indiana 15, Wisconsin 13. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, lots of pizza and Pepsi. Alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann, Matt LePay here at Assembly Hall in Bloomington. 3:45 left in the first half. Indiana 15, Wisconsin 13.
Now look, he's got a long ways to go in his development, but we're seeing baby steps with Chris Hodges. Against Michigan State, made a nice low post move, scored with his left hand. Here he had a good blockout position, grabbed a defensive rebound. Those are the things that have got to encourage Greg Gard, don't
big
you
time,
think?
Big time, big time. Oh, he mentioned it to us after the game on Tuesday. We talked about it before today's game as well, what he's doing, or a little bit out of Marcus Silver. Now look, it's by necessity with Tyler Wall
Absolutely.
Unavailable. But, you know, these guys are recruited for a reason. And you're right. It's maybe baby steps or whatever. But they're seeing these guys grow here in the last couple of weeks.
And you're hoping once you get Tyler Wall back that the type of reps, the playing time that Carter Gilmore has gotten, Marcus Silver has gotten, even Chris Hodges has gotten, will help make you be a better team.
Yes. Well, Indiana has come out and has done a good job defensively of getting pressure on the ball. That's what you're seeing right now. Wisconsin's having a hard time getting into anything. And, you know, as poor as Indiana has been defensively, especially of late, it was a really good defensive team last year. And man, they were going through some issues. And Wisconsin's still, you know, going through issues on the offensive end, too. And that's not to be ignored. In the meantime, Max Klesman, who was fouled going into that media timeout, the 75% foul shooter.
I think the question with Indiana's defense is, can the Hoosiers sustain this type of
yes.
intensity?
First free throw for Max is no good, and the Badgers are now 0-3 at the foul line. Stephen Crowell missed a pair early in this game. As we mentioned, Indiana was hanging in against Penn State, but then it just completely got away in the second half. Second free throw, and that's no good. Trace Jackson-Davis, the rebound. So the Badgers 0-4 at the foul line. 3:38 left in the half, 15-13 Indiana. Hood Schifino throwing it to Tamar Bates, high on the right, looped it inside. Jackson-Davis catches. Single coverage from Chris Hodges. Jackson-Davis starts to back. Hepburn with a dig. Now left-hand hook shot, no good from Jackson-Davis. Geronimo with a rebound, back up and in. That's what he does. Jordan Geronimo with 6, 17-13 Indiana. 3:15 left in the first half. Klesman throwing to his Sejan. Tamar Bates quickly on Connor between the circles. He almost walked there, and they get, I think, Hepburn running out of bounds, and Dink did not establish before he received the pass. So a Wisconsin turnover there. That's 6 of them. Crowell in for Hodges. 17-13, Indiana with 3:09 left in the half.
This free throw shooting has become a conundrum for Wisconsin.
Yeah, they're not, as mentioned here of late, they haven't been getting there often, and they're not making them when they get there. Here's Hood Schifino throwing to Geronimo, top of the circle, high low pass intended for Jackson Davis, gets there off of the flush and flipped it up, low on the left, no good, rebound tacked out to Wisconsin. Andrews working hard on the interior D. Stephen Crowell and company, 2:48 left in the half, 17-13 Indiana. Connor Esigian out front. Bounce pass to Crowell. Top of the circle. Crowell against Jackson Davis. Steven hands off to Esigian. Open for three. Right side. Good. Connor Esigian, his first three of the day. 17-13 Indiana with 2:30. 17-16 Indiana with 2.5 minutes left in the half.
First shot he's taken that he was on balance and looked in rhythm.
Jordan Geronimo on the left wing for Indiana. He'll throw to Miller Kopp between the circles. Kopp rotates it to Tamar Bates. Klesman defends. Bates, left-hand toss for Hood Schifino. Quick pass Jackson Davis. Refeeds Hood Schifino. Right foul line extended. Jumper good off the dribble. First points today for Jalen Hood Schifino. 19-16 Indiana. 2:05 left in the half.
He's a momentum shooter, too. You got to clamp down on him right away.
Klesman out front. Max between the circles against Kopp. Throws it to Carter Gilmore. High on the left. Geronimo defending Gilmore. Around a Crowell screen. Jackson Davis gets him on a switch. Gilmore retreats. Nothing inside. Gives it up to Klesman. Goes now inside to Crowell. Right of the paint. Eight to shoot. Single coverage Geronimo. Backing is Crowell. Right block. Pivots. Goes up and in. Boy, he pivoted a couple of times. Geronimo went to the floor. Crowell gets the bucket. 19-18 Indiana. A minute 30 left in the first half. Hood Schifino off the Jackson Davis screen to the left elbow. Knocked away and a foul is called. Hepburn was ready to start the break, but they're going to get Chucky for his second foul. And Greg will get Hepburn out of there in the remaining 1:26 of the half as Isaac Lindsay will come in and Mike Woodson will take his use it or lose it timeout. We'll keep it here with a minute 26 left in the first half. Indiana 19, Wisconsin 18. Indiana 9 of 30 from the field, 0 of 5 from the arc. The Badgers 8 of 23 from the floor and 2 of 8 from downtown.
One of the constants with Chucky Hepburn has been the quick hands, right? We saw that as a freshman last year's ability to knock the ball free. Also his effectiveness in deflections. He came into the game, I think he was number 4 in the Big Ten in steals per game around 2.1.
Yep.
You know, the guy's had a good year and leads the league in steals is Chase Odige. Man, has he played well for Northwestern.
Yeah, that combo there with him and Boo Booey. Badgers will see Northwestern next Saturday at 11 a.m. tip down in Evanston.
Couple of seniors who are playing extremely well for the Wildcats.
And they defend well, too. They're one of the better defensive teams in the country, as a matter of fact. Their defensive efficiency numbers have been outstanding. And a tough loss on the home floor a couple nights ago against Rutgers. 21 on the shot clock for Indiana. Tamar Bates, sideline left front court, will inbound. Bates gets it into Jalen Hood-Schifino as Klesman comes out on him between the rings. Hood-Schifino off the Jackson Davis screen. Pull up mid-range jump right side off the rim and in. Members bounce for Hood-Schifino. 21-18 Indiana, 1:15 left in the first half. As Isaac Lindsay will bring it up for the Badgers. Lindsay, Klesmet, Gilmore, Crowell, and Asija, the five of the four for Wisconsin. Klesmet, right sideline, throws to Gilmore, top of the circle. Geronimo is on him tightly. Now Gilmore puts it on the deck, works his way in the lane. Pivots, goes up, tough shot, left hand, too hard, no good. Got his own rebound, but fouled to do it. Gilmore called for his first. And that will be team foul number 5 against Wisconsin. Indiana has 7 fouls. 54.5 seconds left in the half. 21-18 Indiana. Jalen Hood-Schifino sets the offense for the Hoosiers. Now Tamar Bates throws to Jordan Geronimo on the left wing. A pass for Jackson Davis at the top. Pounds the dribble, hands off to Hood-Schifino. 18-footer straight away. Short, no good. A siege in the rebound for Wisconsin. 35 seconds left in the half. 21-18 Indiana. Isaac Lindsay to the front court for Wisconsin. Hands off to Klesman. Loops it to Gilmore between the arcs. 25 seconds left of the break. Gilmore throws to Crowell, left wing. Hands off to Asija. Thought about it, turned it down. Asija baseline left, the drive to the rim. Layup, no good. Rebound. Ooh. Asija went to the floor hard, as did Jackson Davis. They're going to get Jackson Davis with the foul. That's 2 on him.
That was an incredibly quick move by Asijan on the baseline. I didn't think he had any space to get to the rim.
No, that was great work and a hard landing for both Asijan and Jackson Davis. Connor Asijan at the foul line. First free throw is good. Nothing but net for Connor. It's 21-19 Indiana with 17 seconds left in the first half. 4 points now for Asijan. He had 13 on Tuesday night against Michigan State. Well, most of that damage in the first half. Second free throw is good. He's 25 of 26 at the foul line now this season. 1 point lead Indiana. Hoosiers can take the final shot. 13 seconds left in the half. Hood-Schifino through the center circle against Klesman with 10 seconds. Hood-Schifino left of the center circle down to 7. And a foul on Klesman. That's the 6th. That's the one Wisconsin had to give. And that's the first on Klesman. 6.6 left in the half. 21-20 Indiana.
The one thing Indiana hasn't done is they haven't tried to post up Hood-Schifino. He must not feel comfortable down on the block. You'd think, though, with his size, he'd be able to use it to his advantage.
He's sitting down there right now at the left block. Tamar Bates will inbound. Now Huchefino flashes up, makes the catch up top. Gives off to Trace Jackson-Davis to the line, down the lane. Runs one up too hard, no good. Rebound Crowell. 1 second left in the half, and a Sejan too late. And a three-quarters court shot off the mark. Too late anyway. And the first half has come to an end. Well, both teams in the low 30s in their shooting percentages. You know, the Badgers have weathered the storm, you could say, and they go into the locker room down by just one. Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, halftime at Assembly Hall, Indiana 21, Wisconsin 20. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
What's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Halftime in Bloomington, 21-20. Indiana leads Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn with 6 points. Connor Esegin with five. Stephen Crowell with four. Isaac Lindsay with three. Max Klesmit with two. And a fan just hit one from half court. And they're going crazy here in Bloomington. Jordan Geronimo has six to pace Indiana. Four apiece for Jalen Huchefino, Trace Jackson-Davis, and Malik Renew. Trey Galloway has three to round out the scoring. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Our score at the half, Indiana 21, Wisconsin 20. Mike's back with the SVA halftime interview in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Unlock big savings during the Menards Bag Sale. Add style and security with Schlage lock sets. Menards carries over 50 styles of interior and exterior lock sets. And with Schlage's wide selection of smart locks and keyless entry locks, there's no more hiding keys under the doormat or losing track of copies. Save big money on Schlage lock sets. Plus, save 15% when you fit it in the bag. Now through January 14th, available in-store only at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Time to redo this basement.
Yeah, a home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio.
I'm flexible-ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Big win. I'm counting on a big win. It happens every day as we play.
Bumper to Bumper think every vehicle on the road should run like a champion. So when it's time to replace the spark plugs in your vehicle, champion your machine with Champion spark plugs to help improve performance and reduce wear and tear. Stop at your local Bumper to Bumper auto parts store to pick up your next set of spark plugs today. Or visit us online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. That's Champion spark plugs from Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Welcome back to Bloomington, Indiana. We're at halftime. And Indiana leads Wisconsin 21-20, 20 points the fewest the Badgers scored in a half all season long. It's the only timely lead-in, too. My halftime guest, Joe Krabanoff. So the first question I asked Joe was, what did the Badgers miss most with Tyler Wall sidelined?
I think Coach said it best recently when he talked about his experience. You know, the amount of games played, the amount of possessions.